Welcome to the Living Healthy Podcast, a podcast dedicated to health, fitness, exercise, medicine, diet, nutrition, as well as eating clean, organic, and non-GMO foods. Let's live the journey through weight loss, weight management, and accomplishing goals. I'm your host, Eddie Randall. Thank you for tuning in to Season 3, Episode 6 of the Living Healthy Podcast. Your continued listening and your continued support are greatly appreciated. Please feel free to check out the latest merchandise at the Living Healthy Podcast store. The link is in the description of the podcast. I want to apologize for releasing this episode a little late. I've been working on a few other projects, including furthering the reach of the podcast. But thank God, I will continue creating content and releasing episodes. I love making this podcast, and I know you'll love listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for your support. May is Stress Awareness Month. We all wish that life was stress-free, but fortunately and unfortunately, it is not. Some stress can cause you to stay sharp and on your toes, and it can help to build character and help aid the thought process in ways of coming to a solution. However, too much stress or constant stress can cause health problems and actually end up sending you to an early grave. What we have to do is to balance our lives and not worry or fret about things that we cannot control. For those things that we can control, we have to learn not to worry or become overly obsessed with things. I'm not saying not to care or show concern, but there is a moderate amount of normal, general worry that is healthy and normal. I'm going to discuss stress, stress-related health problems, foods that can contribute to stress, foods that reduce stress, and ways to deal with stress in our daily lives. Tonight's podcast is entitled Stress Awareness: Managing and Reducing Stress for a Better Outlook on Life. Stress. Stress can be caused by numerous situations and circumstances. Most common are medical bills, family problems, financial issues, career, peer pressure, and grades. Stress needs to be managed and dealt with on a level where it is minimized and tolerated. It's impossible to have a life that is stress-free, which is good and normal, as we have our failures and successes and need to realize that we should focus on the good in any situation, as well as focusing on short-term and long-term goals and what it will take to maximize the best outcome. I'm not saying to think as if the world is nothing but cotton candy, free stuff, and sunny days, but to be realistic in the expectations of yourself and others. As an individual, this is ultimately the way that you react to stress. No matter how small or large the problem, you can choose to fly off the handle or take the problem in stride and deal with it intelligently until the problem is solved. We all act differently to situations, and there is no perfect guide on how to deal with problems on the fly. As examples, bills will always be there. Bills are huge stressors and can drive people mad. Say, for instance, your car breaks down and you find out it will cost an excess of $6,000 to fix it. That will cause stress in anyone. But assuming that there will be some minor inconvenience while a solution is implemented is normal. Then, assessing all options, which include repairing it or looking for a new vehicle. Another example involves a number of situations involving people doing dumb things or treating you in a way that you would never treat them. If we learn to expect some disappointment or even a little brainless or idiotic behavior from others, we would be able to curb our stress and limit some things like road rage, fights, and shootings. It's hard for many of us to simply sit back and think of some situations calmly and keenly, especially when we have other things in our life occupying our attention. But in order to reduce stress, this must be done. There are three types of stress, and they are acute stress, episodic acute stress, and chronic stress. Acute stress is perhaps the most common and happens for short periods of time after an event. Examples of acute stress include nearly getting into a serious car accident, having an argument with your wife or husband, or finding out that your wallet or purse with your credit cards and ID have been stolen or lost. When this happens, your fight or flight response kicks in, and your breathing increases and your heart rate begins to race. Your blood pressure will elevate, and some may feel chest pain, labored breathing, and even feel as if they're going to throw up. Episodic acute stress is when acute stress happens more frequently and a pattern starts to develop. The response to this is pent-up anger that can boil over into uncontrolled rage and in some rare cases, violence. This pattern, in turn, can shape a person's outlook on life in a very detrimental way. People may feel that the world is against them as they wait for the next thing to go wrong or the next person to disappoint them. Examples include when a kid gets picked on it in school at an extreme level. Another example is working at a dead-end job with a toxic supervisor or toxic coworkers or coworker. Another example is being in an unproductive or abusive relationship. In addition to chest pain, nausea, difficulty breathing, and elevated blood pressure, with this type of stress, you will develop tense muscles, wrinkles around the eyes, diarrhea, stomach ulcers, and panic attacks. Chronic stress is episodic stress developing into a pattern over a long period of time. This type of stress can last for weeks, months, and even years. Chronic stress can develop as a result of mental, sexual, and physical abuse. Other causes are student loan debt, poverty, poor health, and medical bills. In addition to the problems mentioned earlier, you can experience insomnia, headaches, constipation, cold and flu illnesses, fibromyalgia, back pain, neck pain, brittle nails, and you can also start to experience your hair falling out. Stress is a very complicated and yet necessary part of life, especially in regard to health, as how you deal with it can affect your overall health and longevity. When I say stress is necessary, it is, but it's necessary in manageable amounts. The biggest factor is how you react to the stress. Stress can help you to think critically. It can cause inner reflection, as well as helping you to problem solve or sharpen your intellect and allow you to view things differently. It can also allow you to make major changes that will put you on course for a more fruitful and meaningful life. There are so many success stories of people who have experienced stressful situations, sometimes over a period of years, and that these periods in their lives have caused them to better themselves. However, not everyone has the same situation or set of circumstances. There are those of us who develop health problems due to stress that becomes overwhelming and detrimental. Stress is linked to health problems. It's linked to inflammation, and the damage accumulates into health problems that otherwise would have probably never come to fruition. When stressed, the body releases several stress hormones. Some of them are cortisol, glucagon, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. Health problems related to stress include alcohol abuse, cancer, depression, diabetes, drug abuse, eating disorders, high blood pressure, insomnia, and ulcers. Foods that cause stress and foods that reduce stress. There are foods that cause stress as well as those foods that reduce it. Sweets in excess should be avoided in order to lower stress. Eating in excess also increases cortisol as the body releases more of it the more you eat. Sometimes people overeat when they're stressed, seeking gratification from comfort food. However, overeating during times of stress works against you and puts you at a greater risk for other health issues like diabetes and weight gain. Coffee, alcohol, high processed foods, high fatty foods should also be avoided. Caffeine in coffee increases your blood pressure, and this can only add to your stress. As with sweets, alcohol increases your body's cortisol levels. Processed high-fat foods are harder for the digestive system to break down, and just as sweets and alcohol, they contribute to stress. There is an article on the NIH.gov website by Dathil, Atta, Waleb, and others called High-Fat Diet-Induced Anxiety and Anhedonia: Impact on Brain Homeostasis and Inflammation. They ran three experiments with numerous rats, and they concluded that a high-fat diet disrupts intracellular functions, insulin regulation, and causes anxiety. The foods I mentioned are fine in moderation. It's simply advisable to limit or eliminate those foods mentioned during times of stress. There are some foods that can reduce stress. This includes spinach, yogurt, blueberries, garlic, eggs, salmon, tuna, and walnuts. Spinach is a great source of folate, and folate helps to produce dopamine. Dopamine is one of the chemicals responsible for a calming effect. Probiotics in yogurt can change the way you react to environmental stress. There's an article on UCLA's website by Rachel Champau called Changing Gut Bacteria Through Diet Affects Brain Function, UCLA Study Shows. Researchers found that beneficial bacteria in yogurt reduces anxiety by limiting activity of the insula, which is part of the brain that lets you know what's going on in your body. It's responsible for pain, perception, and self-awareness. Blueberries, by the way, is one of my favorite fruits, and it's great for stress relief. Blueberries are a great source of the antioxidant vitamin C. And that's not only just good for immunity, but it works well in reducing stress. Garlic is another thing that we can use to reduce stress. Garlic is full of antioxidants that fight against depression and anxiety. Another stress-relieving food is the very popular breakfast item, eggs. Eggs are a good source of tryptophan, which is an amino acid that creates serotonin, which is a monoamine neurotransmitter that relieves anxiety. The omega-3 fatty acids in salmon, anchovies, sardines, and tuna are great at reducing anxiety. In addition, walnuts are a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, and they produce the same effect as fish. Now, in regard to eating foods that help deal with stress, it's really only beneficial if you make those, if you use those foods that I mentioned as a normal part of your daily diet, or at least five times a week. Just remember, the food you fuel yourself with will prompt the desired result. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you for supporting the podcast. The Living Healthy podcast is listed on many platforms, including Anchor, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Bullhorn, and many others. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And don't forget to check out the Living Healthy podcast channel on YouTube. Also, if you have any questions or would like me to discuss a particular topic, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, please contact me at livinghealthy@gmail.com. How to help manage stress. Stress can be managed. There are principles to managing stress, which include planning and how you react. In regard to planning, simply writing things down and putting your ideas or plans on paper can help you to analyze and grasp aspects that you may not have thought of. You may look at things differently or be aware of how something would fail or require an extra step to achieve the desired result. Finances are unfortunately one of the biggest pitfalls and causes of stress. That being said, budgeting is one of the best things that any of us can do. No matter how much money you have, budgeting can eliminate or mitigate stress. Living within your means can also leave you content and debt-free and can therefore limit stress. Setting goals and tracking progress can help you to eliminate stress. As an example, set a goal of a certain amount for you to save in your savings account. This is in addition to your retirement, IRA, money market account, etc. Just pay yourself as if you were paying a bill. You can't skip your bills, so act as if you can't skip saving away that set dollar amount into your savings. Packing away money for a rainy day or to add to your retirement can eliminate stress and uncertainty in the future. Other ways to manage stress involve things you can do emotionally and physically. Most things are easier said than done, but the sooner you get started, the sooner these things will become habit and your stress levels will decrease and you will be a healthier person for it. Controlling our emotions and feelings, i.e., how we react to things, are synonymous with the stress we feel. There are some things that we cannot control, but thank God how we react to situations and the things around us is under our control. As an example, most employers have a rule that is enforced by HR departments that state no politics in the workplace. Whether it's a written or unwritten rule, it is enforced in one way or the other. Arguments could arise, causing employees to create a toxic atmosphere that will eventually affect production and the goal of the employer. That being said, there is no HR department in your homes around the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. Some people don't speak to each other or relationships are severed because of a disagreement in political beliefs. The unnecessary stress of alienation or avoiding someone that believes differently than you at family social gatherings is silly. The thing is to make yourself understand that people all think differently and someone will ultimately disagree and have a different viewpoint. You have to tell yourself that is okay. Think about it this way. Some people drive sports cars, others drive passenger cars, trucks, and SUVs. Some of those vehicles are white, black, red, yellow, etc. Everyone has a different desire, viewpoint, and take on something. If we were all the same, life would be pretty boring. If someone believes differently than you, it is healthy and normal to discuss and defend your point of view. When you see that the other person is raising their voice or they're getting angry, just calm yourself, understand that beliefs differ, and just agree to disagree. Prevention of a senseless argument will obviously reduce stress. After all, there are more constructive things to dedicate concern, thought, and attention to. If someone does something unbelievably inane, like cutting you off in traffic, try counting to 10 slowly, all while taking deep breaths. If you're not in a car, you can walk into another room or outside to do this. You can calm yourself down and gather your thoughts and not say the first thing that pops into your mind. This may seem silly, but walking away, even if for 30 seconds, is surprisingly effective. Also, give people the benefit of the doubt by adjusting your thought process to expect some people to do the wrong thing in some situations. Everyone does not have the same thought process, and where you would never dream of intentionally doing something you would consider stupid or silly, expect someone else to. I'm not saying to not put faith in anyone or think that you're better than anyone. What I'm saying is to expect people to sometimes treat you the way you would not treat them. That being said, treat others the way that you want to be treated. This includes saying hi, smiling more, being hospitable, complimenting others, helping others, and asking others how they're doing and concerning yourself with their day and their plans. Simple things like this may be hard to do, but as I stated, with time they will become second nature and your stress level will significantly decrease. Next, there are physical things that you can do to limit stress. One thing that you can do is to take power naps. I was very skeptical about power napping the first time I heard of it, because personally, I like to get comfortable and relaxed and sleep, and I don't want to get up a short time later once I get nice and comfortable. However, when I first started power napping, I would be asleep within minutes, and then in about 10 minutes, I would wake and be surprisingly refreshed. It's a good thing to shut down the brain and recoup and relax in order to put your body and mind at ease. Power naps are like setting a reset button. I would advise anyone to try it. You will lower your stress by doing this. Next are massages. It should go without saying that massages make you feel better as they relieve tension and lower stress. When you are stressed, your muscles become tense and muscle fibers tighten, and this is an undesirable feeling. When you get a massage, what it does is it helps to stretch the muscle fibers and replenish the muscles with blood that helps to remove calcium, acetylcholine, and lactic acid. This relieves pain and tension, and massaging the area allows the tissue to better repair itself. This in turn stimulates the brain to release endorphins, dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin. As an example, if you get a foot massage, back massage, or hand massage, depending on the amount of tension and stimulation, if done properly, those areas can feel as if they're floating away from your body. You can experience a natural high as the aforementioned neurotransmitters are released, making you feel good and relieving stress. Now, you don't have to go to a masseuse to get some stress relief, but it's good to do so if you feel the need, as they can reach areas and apply pressure that would be difficult for you to do yourself. That being said, there are a few massages that you can do that will relieve stress. You can massage your hands, your feet, your back, and temples the best you can, and it's actually quite simple. You can massage your hands by simply rubbing one hand with the other, making sure to use a circular motion while applying pressure. You can gently squeeze in between each finger and the joints where the fingers connect to the hand. The muscle between the thumb and the index finger is called the adductor pollicis. People rarely massage this muscle until it starts to hurt. You can use your thumb on the opposing hand to massage into the area. You can place four fingers from one hand onto the palm of the opposing hand, and with the opposing hand, you can apply pressure to bend them back to stretch them. Finally, you can fill up a sink with warm water and soak your hands in it with a drop or two of either eucalyptus or lemon oil. Next would be a back massage. Now, you don't have to be a contortionist to do this. You can put on a t-shirt and get a small box of golf balls. Take one of the balls, sit back in an office chair, and place the ball down your collar along your back and position it on and around your scapulas. You have two scapulas, one on each side of your upper back. If you take your right hand and cross the left side of your body along the left side of your neck, that flat bone you feel on your back is the scapula. You can lean back and apply just enough pressure to help loosen up those tense muscles. You can position the golf ball along various points along your back, making sure to apply a good amount of pressure, not too little and not too much. This is a surprisingly simple method to reduce stress. A foot massage can be accomplished by stretching your toes and rubbing one foot at a time with the opposing hand, making sure to rub in circular motions with the knuckle of the index finger and thumb. The abductor hallucis is the muscle alongside the inner foot. That muscle can tend to be as tense or more so as the pollicis muscle in your hand. You can use the knuckle of your thumb to massage that muscle. You could also use a golf ball in a deep circular motion. If you have a carpet in the area where you're sitting, you can put the golf ball down on the floor and place your foot on it, pressing hard, and then you can move it around in a circular motion. If you have vinyl flooring, wood floors, or tile, you can put on a pair of socks and then slip one of the golf balls in, and then place your foot down and push down hard, or you can move the foot around in a circular motion. These methods I just mentioned are insanely simple, and yet they are going to be more effective than you would originally think. As with your hands, you can soak your feet in hot water to relieve stress. As an added benefit, it loosens up the muscles and increases blood flow and also relieves pain. The last method to reduce stress is by washing your face with very warm water, sitting back in an office chair or recliner. Then close your eyes and massage your eyelids, eyebrows, and temples with your fingers. After a good 2 to 5 minutes doing this, you can follow up with a good nap, if your schedule permits. I strongly encourage you to utilize the foods and home methods that I've mentioned to release stress, as well as adapting behaviors that control how you respond to stress. It is hard to curb our behaviors sometimes, but the main thing is that we try. That's going to do it for episode 6 of season 3 of the Living Healthy Podcast. I hope you found this podcast informative, beneficial, and I hope that I've motivated you to make the decision that you would like to make. Please mention this podcast to your friends so we can get this beneficial health information out to as many people as we can. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Remember, living healthy creates a better you.